Now with an update on state and regional news from the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, here's Phil Latzman.
Thanks very much, and good morning, Wanda. Governor Rick Scott wants the State Board of Education to make changes in its controversial plan to set passing scores based on a student's race. But as WLRN Miami Herald reporter Gina Jordan tells us from Tallahassee, the governor isn't exactly saying what the board should do to alter that plan.
Governor Scott says every child should be performing on grade level in subjects like math and reading.
I mean, I learn differently than other people learn, but I do know that all children can learn. And we should have high standards for everybody.
The Board of Education's five-year plan sets higher passing scores for Asian and white students and higher benchmarks for improvement among Black and Hispanic students. Scott wrote a letter to the board saying their strategy doesn't do enough to close the achievement gap.
I believe their plan should be 100% focused on making sure that every child in this state is proficient in the areas that we care about to make sure that child is prepared to either go to college or for a career.
Scott was repeatedly asked by reporters what part of the plan should be changed. He wouldn't give specifics, but he told the board the new standards should clearly acknowledge that all students are capable of performing at grade level, regardless of their race or background. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.
The unemployment rate is inching lower across the state and the region. Friday's numbers showed a tick down to 8.7% statewide. That's still, though, about 9/10 higher than the national average. One of the industries that's thriving in South Florida is TV production. Miami Herald lead economy writer Doug Hanks attributes this to the growth of Univision. A joint venture between the Spanish language network and ABC News is expected to bring 350 more jobs to Miami.
The good thing that you want for any industry is critical mass, which makes it that much easier for a small production company when they're looking to see where should we go to say, you know what, let's go to Miami. There's so much happening.
Hanks says another huge industry for job creation in South Florida is the law. The legal industry produces more jobs here percentage-wise than in New York City and in Atlanta.
For sure, one of the drivers is Miami's big role in high finance for Latin America. I guess I should say high and low finance. And there's a lot of deals involving Latin American firms that get done in Miami.
And he adds that Broward marinas and call centers are doing very well when it comes to producing jobs in the region as well. The city of Miami has been recognized by a national bicycling advocacy organization. The League of American Bicyclists gave Miami a bronze award for being bike friendly. Just 4 years ago, the city was listed, though, as one of the worst places in the country to bike. City of Miami Bicycle Coordinator Colin Worth says the city set a goal at the time to be recognized as bike-friendly by the League of American Bicyclists by 2012. And he says he's happy the city has reached its goal, but hopes the award will help build momentum for even more improvements.
You know, we recognize that Miami is still not as safe as it could be. We recognize that a lot of people don't feel like it's as bike-friendly as it can be as well.
Over the last 4 years, Miami has laid over 13 miles of bike lanes, installed bike racks around the city, and promoted cycling education programs. And from the Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.